This is KCUR. Public transit in the Kansas City metro does really poorly connecting people with jobs. A 2011 Brookings Institution report compared 100 metro regions of similar size and found our transit system among the 10 worst in how well it gets workers to employers. A lot of the problem in the Kansas City area has to do with how spread out we are and how economic development has migrated to the suburbs. Our ongoing series, Beyond Our Borders, is looking at lines that divide us. In this next story, Laura Ziegler looks at how public transit might be one of them.
It's 7:15 in the morning. I'm waiting outside Kara McGowan's house, just off 24th Street east of Prospect. After a few minutes, she flings open the front door, carrying her infant Eris on one arm and a bulging diaper bag on the other. Four-year-old Addison trails behind.
We got 8 minutes. Come. You know you did not walk me high.
McGowan does not have a car. She has no other choice than to take the bus. She first has to drop her kids at daycare, then go on to her job as a receptionist in Westport. She's running late today.
It's always hectic. Like, my morning still isn't over. I have to comb their hair, hopefully, you know, while we're on the bus. Eddie, come on.
The bus rolls away as we're approaching the intersection at 26th and Hardesty. We reroute and walk a few more blocks to catch the 12th Street bus across town.
It should be here, I believe, at 7:46, but it tends to run late. So, I mean, 4 minutes can make you miss your bus.
Your next bus.
Yes, your next bus, which can probably put you 30 minutes behind schedule.
We appreciate your patience.
McGowan flips open her phone with her free hand to call the Metro Transit office to see if the bus is running on time. She leans the phone against her shoulder while she pulls a tissue out of her bag to wipe her baby's runny nose. This is the first of four buses McGowan will take to get to her job. A 20-minute car ride, it will take her the better part of 2 hours by the time she's at her workplace. Her experience is not unusual, and for many, the commute is more challenging. That's because an increasing number of workers who depend on public transit, the majority of them African American and low income, are riding farther to work on a system that does not connect them to where the jobs are. Tom Gerund, Assistant Director of Transit for the Mid-America Regional Council, says we are not addressing the problem.
Many of our services are still bringing workers from the suburbs to downtown as the core movement, and we're seeing a continued growth in jobs outside of our urban core.
According to the findings of the Brookings report, if I am a job seeker, only 18% of the jobs in the metro region are accessible to me today in less than a 90-minute bus trip. General Manager of the KCATA, Mark Huffer, acknowledges this is a serious issue. An increasing number of people, he says, are moving places based on lifestyle priorities.
They want to have one car per family or no cars per family, and they choose where to live and then find the job versus finding the job and moving to that city. For us to be competitive as a region, we've got to look at how we move people about and what public transit offerings we have available.
Ebony, do you need any bus fare?
Progress on a regional transit plan is slow in coming. Mark and the KCATA have set up a regional transit group to study cooperation among jurisdictions, and neighboring communities recently started to accept the monthly passes from Kansas City riders. But with the millions of dollars in investment in the downtown streetcar, some are wondering when there might be a similar investment in moving the city's people to jobs.
Here I am at work now. I gotta go. Have a great day.
Laura Ziegler, KCUR News.